Not been in charge yet?
No, it's been a good couple of times. It's been a kind of a drop. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are you
பரித்ராணாய சாதுனாம் விநாசாய சுதிஷ்டிதாம் தர்ம சமஸ்தாபனார்த்தாய சம்பவானி விஜேதி. This verse we have been discussing that the law descends out of its own spiritual energy. He descends, appears. Yuga Yuga Sambhavani in every millennium and Dharma Samasthapana. Two things are visible in his characteristics. One thing is Paritranaya Sadhana. Those who aspire following strictly the rules and regulations of particular type of scripture to protect such person and to vanquish Vidhushtita, miscreants. Who are miscreants? Miscreants means just like outlaw. A person may be very nice, well educated, or well, so many qualifications he might have. But if he is an outlaw, then all his qualifications become bad. Similarly, duskrita, miscreants, outlaw, those who are not obedient to the laws of nature are laws of God. There is no difference between laws of nature and laws of God. Laws of nature means laws of God. Dharmam sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Therefore, Bhagavat says that religious principles cannot be manufactured by any human being. It is the law of God. Therefore, one has to obey. One cannot disobey. Law of nature, you cannot disobey. It will be enforced upon you. That's like law of nature, say, winter season. You cannot change it. It will be enforced upon you. Law of nature, summer season. You cannot change it. Anything. Laws of nature, a laws of God, the sun is rising from the eastern side and setting on the western side. You cannot change it. Anything. That you have to understand how laws of nature is going on. That is physical consciousness. To understand laws of nature. And as soon as we speak of laws of nature, we must accept that there is a lawmaker. Laws of nature cannot develop automatically. There must be some authority on the background. Bhagavad Gita therefore says, in the 10th chapter, that Vayathakena Prithi Svetesa Karakaram. Under my direction, superintendent, the material laws are working. The scientists, they are studying material laws, but they have no information of the lawmaker. They are surprised with the wonderful laws. You can study your own body, how laws of nature is working under the direction of a living entity. You will just try to understand your own body. You are eating, it is going to the stomach, and it is transforming into different secretion. Then it is pumped up to the heart, and the heart is become reddish blood, and the blood is transfused heart, transported to different parts of the body through the veins. There is a big mechanical arrangement. Undoubtedly, every scientist or every sane man will admit. But it is just like the machine. It is just like a machine. Any machine you take, motor car, skywriting, whatever you have got experience, there are many in your country, it is machine country. So, the construction of the machine may be very complicated, wonderful, very nice, everything is all right. But a living entity requires to pull on the bottom. Without pulling on the bottom, however nice arrangement may be in the machine, it cannot work. That is our experience. We cannot deny it. The wonderful machine working now, business machine, there are so many wonderful machines, they are working also. Sometimes calculating brain is required, electrical brain is there. Everything is all right. But unless a man puts on the button, press the button, etc. That thing is important. Similarly, the statement of Bhagavad Gita that maya bhaktena prakriti svadesha characharam, this material world, this cosmic manifestation is working very wonderfully and controlling the moving and the not moving. We have got experience that's like we are moving, man, animal, but there are certain other things just like trees, mountains, they do not move. So moving or unmoving. But everyone is being controlled by the laws of nature. Characharam. Char means moving, acharam means not. Ketunamena Kuntiya, because I am on the background, Kuntiya, my dear husband, for this reason, Ketunamena Kuntiya, Maya Bhakshina Prakriti Svati Sacharasam, Ketunamena Kuntiya, Jagat Vipariyartate, Jagat, the progressive world, changed in so many ways, they're changed. This is a fact. Now, how we can deny the living force behind these gigantic mechanical elements, calling material world, material machine, and whatever it may call? How you can deny? At least from your practical experience, you cannot deny. You may put some jewelry of a world, but the actual fact is this. So Dushritina means the person who does not believe in this, therefore miscreant. Paritrana sadhanam vinashayasu dushritam. So, God in his incarnation appears with two missionary purposes. One purpose is paritrana sadhana, just to protect the pious who are obedient to the laws of God or the laws of nature, and to vanquish persons who have disobeyed. That's all this. This duskritima or miscreant is described in another place also in the Bhagavad Gita. Namam duskritinam murha prapadante narātmā. The purpose is, Krishna said, that those who are mysterious, always disobeying the laws of nature, are always denying the prime factor behind the wonderful activities of nature. Such miscreants, namāna mūrhā. Mūrhā means they are rascals. They cannot, they impose so many theories that there is no God. And none of the theories are practical, neither they can prove it by experimental knowledge. Still they will insist. That is their business. And when somebody says, you prove it, the answer is, well, he has advancing, someday will come, he can prove it. Someday will come. They do not understand the trust no future has a place. While you are expecting that someday will come, when science will be perfect. Throughout the whole history of human society, never it has been possible that one can give life. There is no such instance in the history. Janma mitya jarabhyadhi dukkha dosana darshana. The four principles are material inabilities. Namely, birth, death, old age and disease. Nobody has been able to check in the past history of human society. And how you can believe that in future these problems, namely janma mrityu jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age and disease, will be solved by the enhancement of science. So at least we cannot believe. And no sane man will believe it. That for those who are trying to defy the presence of God, saying God is dead, there is no God, I'm trying to prove by so-called scientific method there is no God, the matter is working out of it, form, way, and things are taking place, there are so many theories. They are all classified as miscreants. Tamam vittikunam murha. Miscreant and murha means lasting. Murha, real meaning of murha is ass. Ass has no knowledge. He's working day and night, hard, very. But he does not know what for he's working. He has no ambition. He has no information. Where is the destination of perfection? Therefore, they are called Mura. Mura means restless. So, Tamam Vrittikunam Mura Prapadyante Maradhama. Maradhama means lowest of mankind. Now Prapadyante, they do not surrender unto me, God. Namam Vrittikunam Mura Prapadyante Maradhama. Now the question may be that why they do not surrender, why they do not believe in God, why they do not get to God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. They are very educated, advanced, they are got a university degree. But why they do not do it? They are supposed to be very culturally advanced. If the answer is given there, in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Puntavjana Asuri Bhavamasuta. Because their intention is to deny God. Therefore, although they are very much advanced in so-called education, the effect of knowledge has been taken away by the illusory energy of Maya. The Maya has taken away the effects of knowledge. Just like we met some Indian gentleman who is coming. I asked him, why don't you come to temple? Family and touching after some employment. I've lost my employment. You see, he has come from India, so about 15,000 miles away. And the problem is still unemployed. Why he has come here so far, distant? That means he is educated, otherwise this country would not allow him immigration. But the problem is here. Ananda. So, there is a very nice program again, and proverb in Bengal. Yodhi jao bonge, kapal jabe sange. That means, wherever you go, your this fortune generally is when you speak of fortune, it touches our head. Sometimes we say, oh, it is my fault. That means fortune may be written here. It is there. So, wherever you go, your this fortune will go with you. So how can you avoid your, if you have got nonsense fortune, then it will go with you. Either you go to Canada, or you go to hell, or you go to heaven. The fortune will go with you. The Bhagavad says therefore, but stay here in the Pratiti in the form. Nalad bhate jad apakāra parle. You cannot say your fortune. That means, fortune means, you are with this body, you have got certain amount of enjoyment and passion amount of existence. That is made already according to your past attitude. But that is a change. That's like due to some distress, I may have some disease, infection. But there is medicine also to counteract that infection. That is possible. It is not that because I am misfortunate, it cannot be changed. It can be changed. Similarly, what should be my attempt? The attempt should be, according to Bhagavad, to understand the laws of nature and the laws of God and how it is working under the truth. That should be the attempt. You are making research, that's very nice. But your research is not complete because you take something halfway. This is the beginning of life, or this is the beginning of the creation. No. You have to go still further, still go further. And science means you have to prove by experiment that this law is working like this, and therefore, things are happening like this. If you simply presuppose that here is the beginning, that is not possible. The Duskritana means that those who do not believe in the offering. So many things are there which is beyond our conception, beyond our understanding. Our senses are an instrument of acquiring knowledge as so imperfect that it is not possible simply by handling our the present senses to understand the right knowledge. It is not possible. So, Srimad Bhagavat says, Tasvaivasi tapvajati tapuvida nalam bhatejat bhramatāma parajat. Actually, an intelligent person is he who is trying to achieve that highest professional stage of life which cannot be achieved simply by touring different planets. Upargraha. We are trying to go to the moon planet or other planet. This is not new thing. It is very old attempt. Since there are human beings, we have got so many distances. But in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that ādamma bhuvanā lokāna pradārasinā. Even if you can go to the highest planet, which is called Brahma-loka, still the problems of life cannot be solved. The four problems of life, birth, death, old age and disease, cannot be solved. Therefore, our attempt should be that we do not care for these problems. We have taken it accepted that our life we shall take birth, we shall die, we shall become old, we shall become diseased, doesn't matter. It's still there for us. You see, what is the progress? If you cannot solve these problems, then what kind of progress you are making? Well, that's how it comes. Yes, you are making progress. So, this is called Maya of Uttabjana. We are not making any progress, even an inch. And still, the proud of that progress is not. This is called Maya. Maya means what is not. Maya means not. Not. Ya means this. This is Maya. He is thinking the modern human society that he thinks that can harm by Maya, it is not. They are not advanced. What advancement is it? Well, your problem is, the present problem is, eating, sleeping, making and defending, or that is not solved. Your problem is, past death, old age and disease, and that is not solved. Then what nonsense you are doing? You may have in the name of progress. There is no progress. The real progress is to understand the laws of nature, how it is being conducted under the direction of the Christian law. That is real progress. So, Bhagavad indicates that Saiva Hesa Prajati is a Kovida. Kovida means plant, tree, aquarius, injury. Not the Murha, that's it. Actually, for his interest, he should try to solve the problem which is not possible to be done, even if you travel over all the spaces up to the highest point. Upadjaha. Upadjaha means outside all planets and downside all planets. There are millions of planets. It will travel. But these problems are just like your fortune is going to your head. You may go to moon planet, but you said you go. Just like our Bangay Kapal Jara Sangha. You cannot change. If you have to attain anything for real craft, then, this is real problem. But in that, to know the Supreme Absolute Truth which is manifesting all activity. That is real problem. Bhagavad Gita says, nothing to do with Sakya Patanjali Vishnu. These rascals, they do not know where is the ultimate destination of his self-interest. Everyone is very much busy or very serious about his self-interest. Everyone. That's right, the gentleman, he could not come to the temple because he is interested in his self-interest, practicality and plan. But what is that real self-interest they do not know? This is temporary self-interest. But the real self-interest is Vishnu, the Supreme Law, as to the throne. Nothing you do. By modern education, and any education, modern or past, in the material world, those who are conditioned by the material law, they do not. So, what is the ultimate expression of self-interest? Nothing is new, they do not know. Nothing is new, has to be Vishnu. Vishnu means the Supreme Law, all by it. Why? Durasaya. Durasaya means inconceived plan. They are thinking that they will be happy by playing in this material world, which is called durasaya. It will never be fulfilled. It will never be fulfilled. Durasaya. Durasaya is impossible. But they are not accept. They are not. They have been knocked so many times. Failure, 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 failure. Still they are not accept. Durasaya. Bahiratthamana. They are captivated by the glamour of this external energy. Bahiratthamana. Adhanta Bodhi. And the man diseases uncontrolled senses. Adhan. Adhanta means unconscious. Unbreathing. Sense. Because the senses being unbreathing, they will not allow you to understand in cool head what is the problem. Adhanta Govi, Vishadanta Mishram, just like you were sitting on a car where the horse has unbridled and it is running on in great speed without your control, you do not know well when he is in danger. He is in danger, you are already in danger. Because the horse is unbridled, it is pulling you anywhere it lies. Similarly, our horses, the senses are called horses. It is being uncontrolled. Visuddhanta Mishram. It is going to the darkest region of every condition. Punah punah chaitita charpananam. And such persons are repeatedly cheering the children. One plant is made, then it frustrated. Another plant, again made. Again frustrated. Again plant made, again frustrated. But it's still doing one plant making, but there is never access to the actual truth. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Maya Abhutam Dhanam. For their knowledge has been taken away by the energy. Maya Abhutamya. Why Maya is taking away? Asuri Bhava Mahasita. Because they have taken this principle to deny God. That only for this reason, for this part only, the Maya is acting so severely. My liver allows such person to understand the reality. They go on making, plan making, it is frustrated, again plan making, again frustrated, again frustrated. So, this process is great. Because they do not know that their health interest is the supreme personality of God. Therefore, Krishna says that he comes, he descends with two purposes. One is pranayama, to give relief to the pious, to the righteous, and to vanquish the miscreants and to establish the real religious principle. And what is that real religious principle? That is greatest and the last. In a fraction, Sarva Dharmān Parityajyam Māmekam Saranam. This is real religion. To surrender unto the Supreme Personality. Yes. And this is done even by great philosophers. This, he has to do that. Bhavanam Jatmanam Prakash. He sounds mentally speculative. To find out the absolute truth. But then his knowledge will be mature. Bhavanam Janmanam, after many works of speculation. Bhavanam Janmanam Tej Janavanamana Prabhupati. When he has clear in knowledge, he surrenders unto the Supreme Lord. Vasudev Sarvasthi. Oh, Lord Krishna Vasudev. Vasudev is everything. Some are possible. That kind of great soul is very rare. But fortunately, we have got this distraction of Bhagavad Gita and the teacher in Lord Chaitanya. If we follow these principles, and try to understand it with all our knowledge, all our logic and argument, then our life is successful. Here is an opportunity. the movement of the subconscious, and it is very easy. You simply sit down. If you don't like to come to this temple, it doesn't matter. And in your home, you sit down with your friends, with your boyfriend or girlfriend or family members, children. You sit down, you chant, Hare Krishna. If you have got a nice musical instrument, it's all right. Otherwise, God has given you these hands, you can clap, Hare Krishna. Very easy. Just that. And you'll understand everything very easily. See, that's one of our goals. By simply chanting Hare Krishna, gradually all covering our dust accumulated from the mirror floor. And what has the blessings been? At least five things are there. God, the living entity, the material nature, the time, and the essence. If you can thoroughly study these five principles, then you become perfectly advanced in knowledge, and your life is successful. All these will be possible simply by this chanting Hare Krishna, and when your mind will be cleansed, you'll be able to understand the instruction of Bhagavad Gita automatically. These things are there. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Several times explain the Krishna consciousness. Right? Again, I shall explain. It's very nice. You have got your consciousness. Is it right? Every one of us, we have got consciousness. Is that right? Now, this consciousness is jivana. This consciousness is not a result of the combination of matter. You cannot create consciousness by mixing so many chemicals or material things in the laboratory. That is not possible. This consciousness is there. How we know it? Because we understand it from Bhagavad Gita. It is stated that Avinashi tu tadvibhi jena sarvamidam tatam. That thing which is spread all over your body. And what is that thing? This consciousness. You pinch any part of your body, you feel pain because the consciousness is there. So that thing, consciousness, Krishna says, the teacher of Bhagavad Gita, that is Ijana. Ijana. Now, how is it Ijana? When you are a child, the consciousness was there. Then he grew up to a pure boyhood, the consciousness was there. Then you are now young, the consciousness is there. And when you become old man like me, the consciousness will be there. Therefore, in spite of my changing different kinds of body, the consciousness is there. And when I shall change this body for another new body, this consciousness will go. And according to that consciousness, I give a particular type of body. So, at the present moment, because we are changing different kinds of body, that means my consciousness is not pure. And we have to make our consciousness pure. It is technically called Krishna consciousness. And as soon as the consciousness is pure, you get your eternal existential life. That is the seven circumstances of becoming Krishna consciousness. And this moment is for that purpose, Krishna consciousness. Any other inquiry about
me? Yes, for me. You mentioned new bodies. Does this embrace reincarnation, that is, from the physical body we have now on the head? Meaning that the consciousness goes on?
Everything, this incarnation is going on. Every minute, because we are changing a body. Imperceptibly, you are changing a body. That is the medical scientific part, that we are changing our body every second, every minute. This change, you call change, or you can transfer your identity from one body to another, it means the same thing. You see? So, similarly, the ultimate change of this body is called death. And this body is no more working. Then we transmit it to another body. That body is offered to us according to our consciousness. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janjana bhavis paran lopi tadastanti kalivaram. At the time of death, the situation of your consciousness makes you ready for accepting a similar body. And if you quit this body in Krishna consciousness, then you get a body by which you can associate with Krishna. That is to be understood how it is possible. Therefore, the training should be Krishna consciousness. In particular type of consciousness, that you cannot deny. But if we change our consciousness to Krishna type of consciousness, or just a consciousness, that is perfection of God. Process is by chanting Hare Krishna, we keep always aligned to Krishna consciousness.
So how long for anyone to achieve perfection? How many stages that one has gone through for? How many years, how many centuries?
No, there is no such stereotyped route that you have to do it for so many years, so much. It depends on your personal energy of thoughts. And it's very simple to understand. Suppose a man is diseased, no doctor can guarantee that it will be cured in so many days. It depends on the situation, on the patient's condition, and accepting the treatment. Similarly, it can be cured in 1 day, or it may not be cured in 1,000 days. That will depend on the patient. And for instance, that one God, perfection in Krishna consciousness, within a few seconds also. That is also possible. Because it is spiritual. It does not depend on any material rules and regulations. It depends on my seriousness. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, we have got instruction by Lord Krishna. Sarva dhammān parityajyam māṇikam saranam gacchami. Ahankāram sarva pāpikam mokparishyāmi mākusam. My dear Arjuna, you just surrender to me and I take charge of you and make you free from all the action of your past actions. So if we seriously surrender to God or Krishna, then immediately your desire is fulfilled. Immediately. But we are not prepared. That is the difference. Maya is instructing what? Why you surrender? That's it. So it depends on me how long it will take to cure this disease. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Savai Pumsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhukha. That type of religion is perfect, by which one can surrender or can be inclined or develop love of God. That's why. It does not mention which religion you can accept. You accept any religion. But take the perfection of that religious procedure, whether you have developed ecstatic love for God. If you have achieved that, then that brings us into the first class. So many things of paro means transcendence, first class. Jato bhakti, by executing which you can develop. Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. And that process is called ahituki. Without any reason, apratihata, as it cannot be changed by any material condition. If somebody thinks that, well, I have been sinful for so many years, and even if I surrender to God, it will take so many years. No, it's not like that. The surrendering process, it is perfect. The result is immediately perfect. Oh, it will be of course. Jayatma suprasidati. And by such Krishna consciousness, development of Krishna consciousness, mind becomes fully satisfied. There are not good prasidati. Prasidati means satisfaction. Fully satisfied. Everyone of us trying to satisfy, to become satisfied, that is possible by attaining full Krishna consciousness.
But the
demands of the body are there, even in cats and dogs, the eating, sleeping, mating and defending, still four symptoms of life, because cat also, a dog also eat, we also eat, they also sleep, we also sleep, they have their sex desire, we have our sex desire, we want to defend from any enemies, they also want to defend from enemies. Similarly, in every species of life, we find these four principles existing. How you can say that you are better than him? You are better than him when you understand how the laws of material nature is working, so that one has become free to stand up for 10,000 of years, and I have got all freedom to move and to make education, go to the school, colleges, take education, advancement of knowledge, and that is the difference between free and me. So far, necessities of the body, material body is concerned, the demand is there, the demand is here. You can expect from that kind of body, by this body, simply by understanding, by advancing in knowledge. And the perfection of knowledge is to know who is God. Now, where is God? Very perfect. So long one does not understand what is God as the absolute truth through by whom everything is being emanated, the knowledge is imperfect. But knowledge is not finished. That's what Bhagavad Gita says. Gonam Janmanam, after many, many births of cultivating knowledge, one comes to the understanding of accepting God. You see, a prime source, fountainhead of everything. Very perfect. At the present moment, people are denying the existence of God, or they are thinking that God is there, that means imperfection. They have to still make progress to the perfectional point. And that place is to understand here is God and He is the fountain of everything. That perfection of knowledge we have simply by reading. Any speech that can be the same conception is there. But in the Bhagavad Gita, it is more clearly explained so that you can understand it all, reasons, arguments, and it's put in it. It is not government. That is the beauty of it. That's like in some dictionary, the word is explained in one word. In some dictionary, it is explained that the history of this word is like this, this word can be explained like this, like that, some pages like that. Similarly, so far, dictionary, the small pocket dictionary is also dictionary. And that Western international big dictionary is very well dictionary. The difference is that the international dictionary will get details of one word. Similarly, any scripture is perfectly giving direction towards understanding what is God. But actually, how God is great, how He is watching, how His laws are watching, all these things you can find in the Bhagavad Gita and so on.
Thank you. Thank you.